Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. We come now to the final discourse in this passage, the final discourse in this chapter, and the final discourse in the Gospel of Mark. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Thoughts on Mark, the conclusion of this series of discourses on this gospel. And the title, Gospel Work. And what an appropriate way to end this gospel study. Work of the gospel. Yes, we meant to understand the gospel, meant to believe the gospel, meant to obey the gospel, meant to trust Christ in the gospel. But of course, as believers, and I address believers now, we are meant to engage in gospel work. And what is that gospel work? After the Lord Jesus has spoken to them, yeah, well, that's the important thing. We have Christ speaking to us, and Christ in us, Christ formed in us. He was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Yes, power and authority, there it is. Then, with Christ's commandment, and with Christ's presence and Christ's power, the disciples went out with Christ in authority, and what did they do? They preached everywhere. What did they do? They preached. And how did they preach? They preached everywhere. And we know from the Acts of the Apostles precisely how they did preach. They confronted the cultures they faced, whether Greek or Jewish, whatever it might be, Roman, and they preached Christ. They preached Christ is King, Christ is raised, Christ is coming again, the Judge. And we know from verse 17 that some believed. Of course, many did not, but they had the presence of Christ and the power of Christ. And it proved they experienced the power and the meaning of Zechariah 4:6. It was not by might, there's no human might in the Acts of the Apostles, not by power, not by human power, pagan power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. We have a responsibility here. They went out and they preached. We have our task drawn out for us. We have our task made clear today. We have our hope too. It is in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. It may be foolishness, of course it is foolishness, and it must be foolishness to the world what we do. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them. It's the Lord's power. Not by might, no, not by power, no, but by my presence, by my Spirit, by my power. The Lord worked with them and confirmed his word, and it must be the word of God we preach. And by the demonstration of that Spirit in the apostolic signs, and now in the evidence of Christ with us. What is the evidence? It was in apostolic days, and it's still the same. Genuine regeneration of sinners. Genuine conversion of sinners. Repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and repentance toward God and faith in Christ and so on. A trust of Christ. A gathering into Christ's fold and flock. Baptism, testimony, marking out this, signing out, demonstrating, declaring this glorious conversion, and all to the glory of God. While we say farewell to Mark, may his words live with us and make us ourselves brothers and sisters to go on in gospel work. And if any unbeliever has listened to me, oh, that you might know the presence and the power of Christ in the gospel and come under conviction of sin and be brought to a living trust in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, by these words. May God bless these thoughts on Mark then. Amen.